Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's 9:30 in 716.
I'm Susan Rose.
I'm Brian Mesorowski. Outside right now, look up. You might see a little bit of a lunar eclipse. Other than that, partly cloudy, 41 degrees in Buffalo.
It's Election Day. Polls open in less than an hour in Erie County. And among the races that we'll be watching closely today, the race for New York governor, the newly redrawn congressional districts, 23, 24, and 26, the 61st state Senate race between Sean Ryan and Ed Rath, the race for Erie County Clerk, and the statewide proposition for a $4 billion environmental bond act.
On the race for governor, once considered a certain win for Kathy Hochul, then Republican Lee Zeldin turned it into a nail-biter. Sonia Rinkin has more.
The final day of campaigning for Governor Hochul included five stops in Manhattan, looking for the votes she needs most, not from independents or Republicans, but her Democratic base in big numbers.
I always run like I'm the underdog. Makes me work harder. That's why we're going to win.
Zeldin also needs Democrats to win, and he says it's been done before.
And it wasn't until New Yorkers united in the early 90s that they decided that they were going to take back our streets.
Both campaigns will try to get out last minute votes.
And though today is Election Day, many have already gone to the polls. WBEN's Max Ferry is taking a look at turnout for early voting.
The Erie County Board of Elections announced Sunday night the combined turnout for the 9 days of early voting leading up to the election today, and the turnout was so large you could nearly fill the current Bill Stadium. 70,077 is the amount of Erie County residents who voted early, which almost exceeds the total turnout for the previous midterm elections, according to the Erie County Board of Elections GOP Commissioner Ralph Moore.
It is a very excellent turnout. It is slightly lower than what we saw in the presidential election, but that's to be expected. Presidential elections have the highest voter turnout overall, with gubernatorial being the second highest. Really what we have to do is compare this to the last midterm gubernatorial election, which was in 2018. Of course, back then we didn't have early voting, but when you look at the total number of voters that cast ballots in that election, 25% of those voters already cast ballots early.
The commissioner is confident that with the election day turnout and tabulations of absentee voting, the voter count this year will grandly exceed the previous midterms. He also noticed,
the first 2 years that we had early voting was primarily taken advantage of by people enrolled in the Democratic Party, yet this year we've seen a much larger increase of Republicans and unaffiliated voters taking advantage of the early voting.
Polling places tonight will be open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. in Erie County. WBEN will provide live updates of the election results as they come in. I'm Max Ferry, WBEN.com News.
At 6 to 9, polls open an hour from right now. In Pennsylvania, a last-minute push by the candidates for Senate there.
Democrat John Fetterman at his campaign rally last night outside Pittsburgh addressing the lingering effects of his stroke.
Sometimes I'm going to miss some words. Sometimes I'm going to mush two words together. But one thing I absolutely will always get right is making sure that we stand for the important things in Washington, D.C.
Fetterman and his Republican challenger, TV's Dr. Ross, are both vying for Pennsylvania's soon-to-be-vacant Senate seat. A win for either one of them tips the balance of power. State officials are expecting a close vote this election day that could take several days to sort out. Derek Dennis, ABC News, Pittsburgh.
All right, and we'll be going to the state of Pennsylvania a little bit later on this morning to check in on that close race. One of the top issues for voters is, of course, the state of the economy. WBEN's Tom Puckett is looking to see how the results at the polls may have an impact on your wallet.
Michael Angelucci of Level Financial says he sees the Republicans controlling the House, and as a result, that could please investors.
When you have a divided government, things don't get done. And really, the markets like that. They like, because it provides certainty. They know that no new legislation will be passed for the next couple of years. that may be a positive thing.
Angelucci says there's a bigger issue.
The bigger issue driving everything really is the inflation. And we're going to get some inflation numbers at the later in the week, which are already indicating that inflation may be a little lower, but that'll all be how, you know, how the markets go will depend on how that data gets interpreted.
He says there's some encouragement on the supply chain front. Hear about that online. Tom Puckett, WBEN.com News.
Tom, thank you. Election Day coverage rolls on right here on WBEN throughout the day, of course, and when the polls close, the results come in. This is where you want to be, right here on WBEN. It's 5:07. On the heels of the deadly crash on the 33 the other week, a new lawsuit against two auto companies for making cars that get stolen a lot.
After a more than 450% increase in Kia and Hyundai thefts in Columbus, Ohio this year, City Attorney Zach Klein says he plans to file a lawsuit against the car makers for, in his words, knowingly selling vehicles vulnerable to theft. Klein says Kia and Hyundai cut corners and sold vehicles they knew a teen with simple tools and TikTok could steal easily. He says the city plans to try to force the companies to make changes to, repair, or replace the cars. Hyundai says it offers a kit to help make auto theft harder. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
All right, we'll certainly be watching that around here following a tragedy in this city just a couple of weeks ago. All eyes on the status of Bills quarterback Josh Allen. Allen appeared to be favoring his elbow at the end of Sunday's game and is currently being evaluated. Here's Coach Sean McDermott with an update.
You know, we're just going through it, still evaluating, and we'll see where it goes. I'll know more in the next 24 hours, and then probably be able to check in with you guys back on it on Wednesday. You know, the one definite thing I can tell you is we all know Josh and how competitive he is, and he loves to compete, loves to be out there with his teammates. So, you know, I would never count him out, but that's the one thing I do know about him is that right now, the medical piece, we're still evaluating, and I'll know more again for myself, even tomorrow morning, a little bit more. And then I'll next talk to you guys on Wednesday and I'll update you that.
Wow. Okay. There's the coach, report from ESPN said Allen was being evaluated for an injury to his ulnar collateral ligament. In 2018, a UCL sprain forced Allen to miss 4 games, though that injury did not require surgery.
Scary times.
Yeah.
To be a Bills fan, if it is that UCL, which ulnar collateral, we got to get an expert here to tell me exactly what that is. But the last time I remember hearing about that, baseball fans hear a lot about that. That's the Tommy John injury for pitchers that you get a lot. It's a little bit different when it comes to football with throwing the ball. Allen had an injury, as you mentioned, his rookie year. Missed a few weeks, didn't require surgery, all on pins and needles, waiting to see what happens this time around with Josh Allen. We'll hear a little bit more from the Bills head coach coming up later on this hour. Still waiting on the Powerball, still waiting to strike it rich for somebody out there. Monday night's Powerball drawing of the record-breaking $1.9 billion jackpot delayed by a technical difficulty. Lottery officials saying the drawing will not be done until all game procedures have been successfully completed.
Because of a technical problem tonight, we are unable to bring you the Powerball drawing at this time. As soon as we're able to resolve the issue and conduct the drawing, it will be available for viewing on Powerball.com and on our YouTube channel, Powerball 39.
So before you rush out and get another ticket, it is expected that this would happen later this morning. Although a lot of people now, of course, looking at this with the strange
all the conspiracy theorists are jumping in
for
right?
Sure, because I mean, come on, this has never happened before, right? But also it's never happened before where it's almost $2 billion and
did
everybody wants
to see
in.
The lines in some states yesterday for these
crazy.
Tickets
it's crazy.
I mean, it was people were waiting for hours.
I thought it was a early voting line, but then they were like, oh no, you can walk right in and do that. This is for the Powerball.
Yes.
It
was amazing. And obviously those states don't have the app to buy
to do that
tickets.
Or people don't know about it because I
hours
you would not find
waiting.
Me waiting in line could you
no
waiting in line to buy a Powerball ticket, your chance of winning is like
worse than getting struck by lightning. Yeah, no, I cannot.
Hours, that's a
complete waste of time.
Your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast. Mostly sunny, cool today with temperatures in the mid to upper 40s. For tonight, partly cloudy and chilly. Overnight lows in the upper 20s. On Wednesday, sunny skies with highs near 60. We're in the mid-60s with sunshine on Thursday. With your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Aaron Minkowski.
Joining us on the line, Erie County GOP Elections Commissioner Ralph Moore, talking about Election Day, what to expect, and what's already happened. Hey, Ralph, thanks for joining us this morning. Early voting totals came out late Sunday, and I think a lot of people were wowed by the amount of people who headed to the polls. What did we see in terms of numbers, and how does it stack up to previous elections?
Well, the early voting totals were over 70,000 people took advantage in Erie County of early voting. And when you add that to the absentee totals, that ballots that we've received, it certainly comes out to a very high number of over 80,000 voters in Erie County already casting ballots. This morning has been very heavy as well. We've had a few reports of short lines waiting to vote. We had somewhere between 7,000 and 8,000 people show up in the first half hour of the polls opening this morning.
All right, that's a strong indicator. Can you dive even further into those early voting numbers? Do you know the breakdown by party in percentages?
Well, it very much reflected the breakdown of enrollment that we have in Erie County. I don't have the exact numbers, but in previous years, early voting used to be a favorite of Democrats that would come out to vote. But this year, we saw a lot more Republicans, conservatives, and people who are unaffiliated taking advantage of early voting. So it seems to be coming much more universal in Erie County.
Is there something to learn from these numbers when it comes to actual Election Day? I mean, is a high early voting turnout indicative of a higher turnout on Election Day itself, or is there not really enough to make that correlation there?
Well, we haven't had enough of a history to really make a definitive correlation. However, when you take a look at the volume of early voting that we had this year and what we've seen in the first 2 hours of the polls opening today, it certainly seems that there is a correlation, and the interest in this year's election is very high.
Why do you think the interest is so high? Where do you see enthusiasm this year?
Well, I think the enthusiasm comes about both on a state and national level. First of all, there was a great deal of media attention with regard on a nationwide level as to the makeup of Congress and the fact that the balance of power is so close. In addition to that, the recent polls, which shows the tightening of the governor's race in New York State, has spurred a lot of interest, and the candidates have been barnstorming across the state, drumming up support in the rallies. And I think that's all that enthusiasm is carrying over to Election Day.
Well, what about when you turn out on Election Day itself? People heading to the polls today, what should they expect that would be new, if anything?
Well, the process is the same as it has been in years past. You come into the voting booth. You have to only go to the polling place that is designated for your area. While early voting in Erie County as well as in Niagara County, you can go to any one of the poll sites. Here you have to go to your designated poll site, but you check in at the table. Many of the locations in Erie County, about half of them, now have electronic poll books where we check you in electronically. The process takes about 40 seconds to a minute to check in. You get handed your ballot, you vote it, and you tabulate, and you're gone. So it's a very simple process.
Ralph, what would happen if someone voted early or voted by absentee ballot and then walked into a polling place today and tried to vote?
They would not be able to cast a ballot into the voting machine. At best, they would be able to vote by way of provisional ballot, and that would be we would double check to make sure that they in fact did vote early or did in fact vote by absentee. All of that is indicated in the poll books and the electronic poll books that are at each of the polling places. So when you go into the polling place, it is indicated whether you have already voted by another means.
Very interesting to note. We ask you this almost every election season. But I'm always interested because you always see the stories. Long lines. You might see them at the gas station to buy a Powerball ticket. You're unlikely to see them in Erie County when it comes to a polling place on Election Day, aside from, you know, maybe one point in the morning or one point later after everybody gets off of work. How have you been able throughout the years to kind of work out the kinks so much where we don't hear these horror stories that we hear across the country of people waiting hours in line to vote?
Well, we're very proud of the job that we do. We have 851 election districts, so there's 851 points of entry which people come into to vote. The advent of the electronic poll books and the implementation of that throughout the portions of the county, and eventually we'll have it throughout the entire county, has even reduced that process down quicker. You could give somebody your driver's license. They can scan the driver's license. You can bring in your voter ID card. It's not necessary, but they can scan that, and the check-in process can be less than 30 seconds.
All right, and again, to stress, you're not required to show identification, but you can. Is that
right? If you're at one of the locations that has an electronic poll site or even a paper poll book, it usually assists the inspectors with the check-in process if you do show them your driver's license or your voter card. But you're not required at all to do so. If you don't have your voter card, if you don't have any form of identification, you can still go to the polling place and vote. We'll match up your signature with the record that we have on file and allow you hand you a ballot and allow you to vote.
And on the results, again, we hear this throughout the country and again this morning of people saying in different areas, don't expect to get the full results tonight. It might take days or even longer to know the full election results. Something that, again, is something that we don't really have an issue here. There have been some close races that have had to be, you know, sorted out, but usually within 24 hours of the polls closing, you know, and have a good picture of who won the race, even with a recount requested. Why is it not an issue here? Are you expecting it to be an issue? Why do other places seem to have trouble with this?
Well, certainly if it's a close race, you do have to wait for all the ballots to be returned. We do have a number of absentee and military ballots that are still coming in from overseas that won't arrive until a week after the election, and those have to be counted. And we count all absentee ballots, whether the race is close or whether there's a wide margin. So the results you get tonight are unofficial. In Erie County, we've worked very hard to try to get very accurate results and very quick results. Our goal is to try to get those results within 2 hours of the close of polls. We've set up points throughout the county where our employees are stationed. Instead of having to drive from Sardinia into Buffalo to drop off the results, they go to a place much closer to their hometown, give it to the Board of Election employee who then transmits those results to Erie County board here where we go and we verify the numbers and report them out on our website. So we've been able to get that process down very well. And we're now we have a two-year program where we've been trying this out. We have backup systems in case the reports fail. And we've been very fortunate and very proud of the situation that we've been able to do to report results.
We're speaking with Erie County GOP Elections Commissioner Ralph Moore. You know, Ralph, I'm thinking last year in the city of Buffalo, the mayor ran a write-in campaign. Even with the nature of that, a write-in campaign, you were able to know results rather quickly and had a plan to count and tabulate the write-ins and see who people wrote in a timely fashion. Do you hear these stories of people not being able to get votes in until days later and think to yourself, like, wow, they should get their act together?
Well, the most important thing is the security of the ballots. We start immediately picking up the ballots from the polling machines out from the various sites and bring them in. And whether we get the results from the machine or not, they're at least secure, locked up at our locations at the Board of Elections. And then we can spend the next day getting results. Generally, we don't get 100% in on election night. There's always one or two election districts that seem to fail or not report their results in timely. But we do have those locations immediately secured and locked down. And by the following morning, afternoon, we get those results in and we update them. But of course, there's still ballots out there that are going to be received by the Board of Elections throughout the week, basically from absentee foreign military personnel.
Well, Ralph, we appreciate the time this morning. Hope it's a smooth day and smooth night for you.
Thank you very much.
Ralph Moore, Erie County Republican Elections Commissioner.
That's 930 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.